3, 2, 1. Do you remember the moments that deepened your love and appreciation for your own faith? These moments could be as simple as celebrating your local's anniversary programs, or making friends at district activities. Or maybe it's a memory as intricate as finding other INC members in a new country. You're listening to Remember When, a podcast that celebrates God's amazing love through the big and small moments during the last 50 years of the Church of Christ in the West. If you started as a choir member in the late 80s and through the 90s, then maybe you remember writing down notes when you were learning new hymns during those mass practices.
You have to do the 1, 2, 3. I sing the do, re, mi, they write the 1, 2, 3. That's how we study. So our mass practice before was all day. Let's say we start at 10. We probably end at 4. If there are more hymns to study, like Holy Supper and Thanksgiving, sometimes there are moments when we stay there until 5 or 6.
Sister Emily Watko, or Ka-Emi, as most know her, has had a deep love for the choir since she started singing in 1949. She eventually became an organist and would lead the choir when she moved to Los Angeles, California in 1972. By 1981, she became the choir director and wanted to find a way to help the choir become more effective musicians.
I asked God to make me effective. I went to school because I want to learn more, you know. So I went to 2 different community colleges.
She learned music theory and was even picked to be part of the chorus for the 1984 Summer Olympics opening ceremonies.
See, they choose you. As a matter of fact, I don't want to join. But my teacher in school said, but you're going to the Olympic free. If you are in the choir, you will go free. You don't need a ticket. So that is their reason. But me, you know, I just want to learn the music. So what I did, I joined the practice. And in the practice, they give you the notes. If you're assigned voice, I was assigned first soprano. You all sit with the first soprano. I saw the difference of how when you're reading notes, you can understand what to do with the hymn. My gosh, I said, they give you the notes. Okay, let's sing. Let's sing the soprano. Let's sing the alto. There is no like us. The teacher will sing first, and then everybody will learn it from that. But here, everybody sing because you have the notes. I said, I hope the choir in the church can do this. I didn't start teaching music until, I believe, 1989. Slowly. We were teaching the organist, but I said, this is not enough. We have to teach the choir members. We teach the choir the theory, the different value, depending upon the time signature, and then we teach the choir the different key, how to recognize and how to find your do, because do is not only C. So it's a long process. Before, you will sing soprano and do, re, mi in notes. And then you will sing alto and do, re, mi. That's why the practice was so long, because everybody has to write down their voices. But now you give the notes. Okay, alto, let's sing the alto line. The alto, sing using the notes.
Since then, music theory has become a requirement for choir members to learn and has proved to be useful in learning the new hymns. It's a blessing that Sister Emily never takes for granted.
You know, I take this as my calling, my life. I love the choir because, can you imagine, as a choir member, you're always praising God. You're always giving glory, even during practices. I think we are very blessed to be in the choir. I really am so thankful to God.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Remember When. Do you remember learning music theory? Maybe it was hard at first, and now you're thankful you learned it. Whatever your experience was, post about it on your social media and tag INC50 West on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.